Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode is brought to you by Libsyn. Planning to start a podcast? Look no further than Libsyn. Libsyn is one of the biggest feature-rich podcast hosting platforms in the world. Libsyn is IAB certified, offers many hosting plans, and you can start for as low as $5 a month. Aspiring podcasters who listen to the show radio can get 1 month free by using the promo code TSR. Use promo code TSR at checkout to get 1 month free.
994.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Are you ready?
Apparently so. Over here in 594. I'm living in 994.
I love it. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the show. This is episode 594. I'm your host, Andrew.
And I'm Danny.
And this is your source for tech, gaming, and entertainment news. Head over to theshowradio.info. Once again, that's theshowradio.info. And check out our past shows. Please definitely like, subscribe this content. And we don't have our numbers straight today.
No, we don't.
So here we are, 594, six away from 600. We're excited about that. Daniela, how are you? How's everything?
I'm good. I don't know. I don't know where my numbers are at today, apparently.
It's all good.
No, but I'm glad we're actually like doing video.
Yeah, hi guys, we're actual humans.
We're here.
It's good to be back. Yeah, so we're going to test out a couple of things on the video side of things. I'm excited about that. Definitely excited about what we're going to be talking about today. So we have Call of Duty Vanguard. I was able to check that out. We're definitely in touch base a little bit on the Logitech G435, which is an amazing headset. Very lightweight, very surprised by how light it is. And of course, we're going to talk about Marvel Studios Hawkeye and then touch on a little bit of Luther and anything that we forget, tie up loose ends towards the end. Danielle, any quick thoughts before we jump in?
Just like guys know, I do have a different webcam because, you know, I bought this one a while ago, but I haven't been streaming. So this is the Elgato face cam.
Okay. So how is that?
Well, other than what we were doing for like the last, what was it, before we even started, 45 minutes, an hour trying to troubleshoot different things. You had audio things. I had video things.
Yeah.
It was like our first time all over again.
It felt like the first time all over again. It really did.
And honestly, for me, for the face cam, I've always had this slight flickering problem. So I thought, okay, maybe it's the USB I'm using. And the face cam can only use like 3.0 or higher. You cannot put it in a 2.0 USB. So you have to have that. I have like USB 3.0 there. No, actually I have more than that. I have 5 in the back and 2 in the front, I think. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I was trying them all and they're all attached to like my motherboard. Okay. None of them saw it. None of them. But I do have, because I was streaming VR and I have the Oculus Rift, it I had to buy an external.
What were you streaming on VR?
Oh, I was streaming a lot of different things at that time. I haven't in a long time, like Beat Saber, Synth Riders, all of those things. But I had to buy an extra USB card. I had to have more because they have sensors on them.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, when I plug in my face cam, it works. It sees everything. But if I go directly into my motherboard, nothing at all. And all my drivers are up to date. I was trying all the different ports. My computer freaked out, did not like any of it. Mm. And I put it right back into, the it's not an external board, but additional USB port, a PCB board. Fine. So, you know what? I'm not going to even touch it anymore. Whatever. The flickering isn't there.
Right.
But the nice little blur thing, I know you can do it a few different ways.
I like that. So how did you...
I do too.
How did you do that?
So there's actually two different ways you can do it. So okay. NVIDIA has their own. NVIDIA has their own that you can go and do. And I've seen a few videos on it. But XSplit also has VCam. Okay. So I'm using the XSplit VCam. I haven't used the NVIDIA one yet. The VCam one is just really super simple and basic. I mean, the VCam one, you can also replace the background, but it's not as clean. Like if you don't have a green screen, it does its best to remove the background.
I like that. That's really neat.
And put it back in or put something else in there. But I just use it for the blur. And right now it actually captures it pretty well. I mean, like it does. Can put my hands out. And it doesn't like really blur out my hands, but if I go a little bit further back, it kind of does.
Yeah,
as a depth perception.
Yeah, but it's good.
So I like it. And then obviously I have your traditional streamer lighting in my own bedroom. I got my RGB light.
So now that is changing. Is it changing colors? It looks like it's changing colors, right?
Yeah, it does. It goes from purple to blue to pink.
Okay. Okay.
So. I'm sure my neighbors probably think that we're just like very Christmassy folks or something. I don't know because it's very interesting to pull up to my apartment because almost excluding my bathroom and my kitchen, all the other rooms have RGB lighting in them.
Right.
So you'll see like my living room, my bedroom, my son's bedroom. All these different shades of colors.
I thought about getting either purple or blue, but I'm not sure. Also redoing whatever's back there, trying to figure out how to better organize my stuff. But I don't know. I don't know where I want to go with that, but I thought about getting at least one just to kind of change it up a little bit with the color. And anyway.
What I noticed, because I spend way too much time on TikTok here, and so I noticed what's kind of like been popular lately are RGB floodlights. So they're like, you can buy a two pack. So rather than people putting up like I have RGBIC LED strips. They're like 32 feet, 33 feet, something like that, that goes around the top.
Right.
So with these floodlights, if people don't want to put them up on the wall, what they're doing is they just have like, there's an app for it. You can change the colors. I'm pretty sure it can cycle through a few colors too, but it's just a bright LED floodlight.
Right.
And they're just like finding corners in their room and they have it facing towards their walls to get that effect.
Right.
But from this like little device, and it's like, there's like a two pack for $40.
Interesting. Okay.
Rather than, I think these that I bought, they're Govi brand, but they were like $45, and they are a pain to put up.
Okay. I know that there's some places where you can get like a cube, right? Maybe you get a cube that changes color, and then that cube can be in the background, and then you can change it with a remote, so that way you have different options rather than having. I think I saw that one time on Amazon, but we got options.
There's options. I mean, you don't have to have colorful. It's funny because I never liked RGB really. Okay. No, specifically on my PC, for whatever reason, I don't care for RGB lighting. Like I do not want to be distracted by my, because my PC case is like right there. I don't need all of those lights coming at me from the side. So the only thing that's, which is a really nice kind of like accent color that's really just nice to see, is on my graphics card. So that one's not, it's not so distracting, but I'm not going to get it on my fans, on my CPU, strips into there. None of that. But my bedroom, it makes a nice mood light. It, like when I'm working and I don't want this bright like bedroom daylight colors, it's just nice and focused in there, and I'm like in the zone.
Yeah, my PC is on the bottom, so I won't ever see the actual colors coming from the GPU, which is good. So it's out of the way, but we'll figure it out. So good to see you on camera again.
Yeah.
Been a while. Week's been good.
Yeah, it has been pretty good. Actually this month has been pretty solid. I got back into working out regularly again, which is nice. A friend of mine online, Bruce Wayne Brady, actually just kind of put it out, not thinking I was going to get a response from anybody. Just kind of like accountability to just like, if I put it out in the world, I can't quite lie to myself, because if somebody asks me, how's it going? You know, I can't really hide the fact that I'm not doing anything. So it's kind of like this weird mental thing that I did to myself. So if I put it out there, this is what I'm doing. This is my stat, this my stats, my weight, my progress, or whatever, my starting point. And anybody want to follow me on a journey and somebody like asks me, I can't exactly like, there's accountability of like, I got to do something, because I can't, I don't want to. It's easy to lie to yourself or convince yourself, if it's only you that you're just keeping that to, of not to do something. And so a buddy, he goes, his real name is Anthony, but goes by Bruce Wayne Brady. He reached out because he's kind of wanting a partner too. And he's looking to lose weight and get back into it. So we've been helping each other out. And of course, working at Gear, I'm the type of person, I've learned over the years that, you know, my department would have like these Biggest Loser things, and we'll set a date. So it'll be like 90 days. Let's work, like, lose as much weight in 90 days. It's good to have, but it just, that didn't work for me.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, I got 90 days. Oh, I got 89 days. Oh, I got 86 days. Okay, whatever. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh man, I have like the last month and I haven't really done anything. So what Year does is that you can set up 1v1 challenges with friends, and it gives you points based off of how many XP, or no, yeah, not XP, but calories that you burn. So it's like, it's easier for me to have small increments rather like of 7 days rather than, you know, 90 days. Whereas every day, like it's like kind of like our purpose is to gamify your fitness.
Right.
So I like seeing like where my points is against, you know, my buddy, and it's just kind of like this competition where I don't overdo it. I feel good. I feel like I did something active. There's a calendar so I can see like the days that I actually did something on it. And it's just kind of like a nice motivation, and that has definitely helped me over these last 3 weeks, which is definitely, of all the other times that I've worked out, getting back onto that wagon of fitness there, this has definitely been the easiest. It feels a lot less daunting. So that has definitely been a huge like mental confidence booster to do that. So definitely this month has been pretty fantastic. Also to have somebody just like accountability partner to see, hey, how's your day? This was hard. Or to see this push notification of like, somebody is ahead of you right now. Like,
yeah, the leaderboard.
Nope, nope,
the leaderboard stuff.
Not today, good sir.
Right. The leaderboard stuff really always gets you, right?
It's, yeah.
You see it.
It does.
It's the old school gamification system. And at the same time, you're like, you know, I'm going to get
it. But it's also nice about having somebody that's kind of the same level that you are at. Because I definitely, even though I would accept the help and the accountability partnership, with somebody who is already super fit, I like having somebody that's kind of the same level at me because we're kind of getting better together rather than like this person is already like a fit buff, right, has a routine, has all this on lock, and me who's like, let me find my grounding first. So it's nice to be there with it. And like, I'm always open to anybody else who wants to like jump on the wagon with me. I'm not doing anything crazy. There's an app that I use for Pilates. That's a guided thing. Cause that's another thing. Last time when I was really, really into working out, I did it pretty solid for almost 2 years. And it was so daunting to me to, you know, plan out my routine or what I was going to work on for the day, every day. Like that was probably the like least fun I had. So now I pay $4 a month for this app. It's Pilates. And I curse at this lady the whole hour because she does it with a smile. Well, because it's a really good routine and it's fun. It's just that it's like a struggle because you're trying to like work up that endurance and that stamina and that strength. And I'm over here just like sweating and like, how could you go so fast? I'm not even going to pace myself to here, which is also another thing that, like watching this video, she doesn't really tell you how many reps to do. It's just a time. So you have 4 to 5 seconds, do however many you can, as long as you like you have good form. It's the quality of the workout rather than the quantity. Versus the other way where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do 3 sets with 10 reps of this, whatever it may be. And I'm counting there. Like it worked for me for those 2 years, but it was a struggle. It just felt more daunting. This one, I'm like, I don't know how many I'm doing, but I know I feel it the next day. So I'm doing something right.
Right.
But she does it. She does these videos and she's like, has a smile on her face. She's talking throughout the whole thing. She's encouraging you. I can't even put in like, I can't even say 2 words. But it's been nice. It's been good. So I was just like, me right now just trying to get to that point where I'm doing something on like some type of structure continuously and sticking with that routine in hopes that right now it's slowly kind of trickling into everything else that I'm doing where I'm building up that routine that I feel comfortable with without being overwhelmed.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Games you played this week. Anything?
Did I play any games this week?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Which is funny because I had a...
What happened?
I don't know if I should share this. Oh, okay. It's okay.
It's up to you.
My bosses don't listen because if they did, they would catch. So I brought my Switch to work.
Okay.
To play. I was playing on my Switch and Jenny LeCue, which is a fun little game that I've been enjoying. And then I forgot it at work. And it was like in a remote location. And I'm like, I really want my Switch. And then you're like an hour drive away. How badly do I want it? I'm like, okay, we're going to make this hour drive out of the way. And then the thing is like my boss saw me driving that direction. Where'd you go? And like, my boss is awesome. I could have lied to her. I was like, so I left my Switch at work. Oh, well, I guess she missed the part where I said my Switch.
Right.
She's all like, oh, is your son asking for it? Yes.
No, you did not. No, you did not. Oh, my gosh.
That is totally it. Because she has kids, too, and they'll leave their electronics or whatever in her car. But just because it gets hot, you don't want it to overheat or anything like that. You bring it in the building. So that's totally what happened.
Totally.
Totally what happened.
Okay. That's wild. Yeah, it's
but no, nothing super new right now.
Okay. All right, so this week we got Call of Duty Vanguard. So that's interesting. So I definitely want to talk about that. But first I want to mention the new Logitech headset, the G435 Bluetooth Lightspeed headset. I think that I was pleasantly surprised, right? Because I've been using the Backbeat Pro 2 for a very long time. The ear cups on the Backbeat Pro are swappable. At any rate, the G435 lightweight headset, a sustainability focus headset. It also has the braille indicators for left and right on the headset themselves. Very lightweight, 165 grams. That's what they're going with. Low latency headset. That's by way of the Bluetooth component. The only challenge for me that I'm having with it right now is sometimes, like when the phone rings, it disconnects me from the Bluetooth. So I don't know if that's a me problem, right? But it doesn't do that on the Backbeat Pro 2. So I'm trying to figure out, is there a setting that I need to adjust on my phone to make sure that that doesn't happen? In terms of the microphones, it has two microphones, beam-forming microphones, so the sound captures well, and it kind of like removes most of the noise. So they're not necessarily saying that is a noise-canceling headset, but the beam-forming prevents you from having a lot of noise come in because it has two microphones built in, which I think is pretty neat. But aside from that, it comes in different colors. The color that I ended up picking is the black and yellow for the G435. And I mean, it's great. 18 hours of playtime. And so you can have the headset on pretty much all day and not necessarily worry about battery situation being, about losing battery life and stuff like that. And USB Type-C for the charging situation. But overall, it's a cool headset, lightweight. It's about $80 if you decide to pick it up. I think it's worth it if you don't have a headset like that already. For me right now, my Bluetooth earbuds are failing, so I need to look at another company to see if I can get something in that regard. But aside from that, I'm really enjoying them so far. And those are some thoughts and impressions.
Looking for the best VPN in the world? Your search is over. From the makers of Proton Mail comes Proton VPN, the best free VPN in the world. Proton VPN is Swiss-based, has a no-locks policy, offers the highest strength encryption, strong VPN protocols, and all apps are open source and audited. To try Proton VPN for free, visit andrew-alliance.com/tools. Once again, that's andrew-alliance.com/tools.
Would you wear them running?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I would. Actually, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty light. They're pretty light, pretty secure. And there's one thing that they advertise on them. It says something to the regard of it was made to fit, you know, certain types of heads and stuff like that. And I didn't have an issue, you know, making the adjustments for that. So I think that overall they built a fantastic product by way of not only the fact that it's sustainability focused, but also the fact that the price point based on their other headsets are, you know, pretty, most of the headsets are pretty high. Like when you look at their lineup, I mean, they make great stuff, but for a price point of 80, somebody could say, hey, that price point is more reachable for me than some of the other headsets that you have on your, in your product line. So I think overall they did a fantastic job. It stays on all day, which I love. But I have to make sure I charge it too, so that way it's ready for the next day for 18 plus hours. So yeah, overall I think it's dope.
Well, how would you rate the durability?
In terms of like if I drop it kind of thing, or if I
drop it, longer wear.
Longer wear,
sweat,
sweat, no issues there. Longer wear, I would. So certain headsets, as you know, right, when you wear them for a long period of time, later on, it seems like you get sick of them, right, because of headphone fatigue or whatever that thing is that you get, and you don't want to wear the headset anymore. I don't find that to be an issue with this one, which I think is great. Sweat and the material for the headband, I think, allows those for those things to be okay over time. But as you know, as you've seen as well, is depending on the way the headset is made, the material can fall apart. And one of the things that I noticed that they have here is if the battery needs to be replaced, there's a way to kind of like get in there to replace the battery, the rechargeable battery, to make it safe for the environment. So they have some instructions in there as well to manage those things. So I think overall, they thought about a lot of things for that price point. And as by way of Logitech stuff, I don't think we've ever seen in recent years, I have to frame that, right? A product where we didn't really enjoy it for a long period of time from Logitech. That could be biased, but I don't think it is. But so far, I think they've done a great job with this and the price point.
Same. I like the three options that they have. So they have that black and neon yellow, blue and raspberry, off-white and lilac. I would like to see somewhere in the future where they offer the option of customization.
Kind of like an A40 type situation?
Yeah, kind of like what they do. I'm not really a fan of yellow. I would gravitate towards the black. The blue and raspberry looks really nice. But it's just too bright for my taste. And like off-white and lilac, I'm not a huge fan of white peripherals.
Yeah, typically when they give me an option of those colors and then a black and red or a black and yellow, I'm always going to go the black and right? I'm not that's just me.
So I would love to see that. And I can see that like being an option and probably being around $100 for the option of customizing.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. But overall, definitely dope. And those are my thoughts on that. And a fantastic job, Logitech. And of course, I have to mention that they did send it to me. Hashtag ad. Right. Got the benefit there. I got to mention there's, you know, just in case. I do have a video on my channel, this channel here, which is where this video is going to be posted, where I did an unboxing for the headset as well. What's the matter?
I gotta say this when you said hashtag. So this week, my son opened up his first checking account. And I let him make all the choices. I didn't tell him what bank. I told him to do all that research or whatever like that. But the bank that he chose, I was like, do you have to make an appointment to be able to go over there? Because it's like, it's all weird. Or can we just walk in? So he's all like, well, it doesn't say on their website. And I'm like, go give them a call, right? So you call and it's an automated thing, right?
Right.
And you know, after calling so many of like automated things, you know, you just hit zero. You're going to get a live person.
Usually. Zero. Yeah.
Right. So it gets to that point, but it still asks like, input your account number followed by a pound sign. And I'm like, I told my son, just put in 50 and hit the pound. And my son stops. He's like, what's a pound?
Interesting.
And I'm like, hashtag.
Yeah, right. Oh. That's interesting.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. We were reaching that part in my life right now.
Yeah.
And then like, not only that, like this week, like kids right now, especially my son's age, they're referring to their parents are born in the late 1900s.
Oh man. Don't do that.
And I'm like, get out.
Don't do that.
Get out.
Don't do that. No, it's but yeah, it's like the terms have changed, right? But they haven't. If that makes sense.
You're right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's interesting.
It's interesting. I couldn't. I was just like, I can't with you people right now. Just leave me alone to go and cry in my room so I can acknowledge my age.
Right. That's wild.
So when you said hashtag ad, that's like all I thought of. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, that's where we are. That's where we are. I don't want to be reminded how old I am. I don't.
You know, in the late 1900s.
Don't do that. don't do that. Next thing we have, did you have something before we go to the next thing? Thoughts? Any thoughts you want to? Okay, so cool.
Okay.
We'll go to, next up we have Call of Duty Vanguard Impressions. I definitely want to touch on that. So I had a situation where thank you, Activision, for sending me the code for Call of Duty Vanguard to play the beta. So I'm excited to play the beta. I install the beta and everything, get ready to play, and it says this CPU is not supported for this beta. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, how is that even possible? And I'm thinking about like all the other Call of Duties that I've played. I'm like, I've played the last two or three and I didn't have an issue. Why are they making that particular adjustment right now? So then I went to the website and I was looking at the requirements and stuff like that. And it says something effect of, I needed something that was like AMD Ryzen 2600 or something like that, or a motherboard and Ryzen 5, something. I don't know the terms. I only know when they matter to me, right? So now I'm like, I'm fishing. I'm like, okay. So I hit up my buddy Joey. I was like, Joey, I'm trying to play a particular game beta, but I can't because it says my CPU is not good. He says, well, I already took out my AMD Ryzen 5, blah, 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 with the motherboard. So if you want to do the swap, we'll do the swap. So I was able to get the swap done. Okay. So now my machine is pretty much the same. So now it's an AMD Ryzen 5 2600 with MSI motherboard, 24 gigs of RAM still. So finally, after all that, I was able to play the beta and I'm surprised because the beta actually takes you back to like the old style, you know, framework of Call of Duty, but it still feels like I'm playing the game for the first time. And what was interesting is I was still trying to get my sound situated and I was on a Clubhouse room, right? And Clubhouse is another thing, you get addicted to that really fast. So I'm in a Clubhouse room while I'm playing the beta, and the beta is fantastic, by the way. So I'm playing a beta and I'm like, this feels like when I first got excited for Call of Duty back in Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, that time frame. So I don't know what they were able to do there for me to actually feel like I wasn't like a fish out of water, that kind of feeling. But I really enjoyed the fact that I was able to go in and actually get some kills and even plan that as I was playing the beta. And that to me was refreshing for me to even consider the game in the next, 2 months, give or take, right? Something like that. So overall, I think I've enjoyed what I played. I'll take some footage. Maybe I'll do a 10-minute video or something like that, just showcasing just me running around, getting shot and shooting at other people in the game. We're talking about a game here, YouTube. Don't ping me for that. But overall, I really enjoyed what I played with the beta. I'm still like early levels, maybe like level 2 or 3 or something like that. But they extended the beta until the 22nd of September. So if you have not played yet, please consider checking it out. I think you'll see something very refreshing there, especially if you play Call of Duty for a long time. And that's pretty much it. It is Call of Duty. You're shooting things, reset, repeat, shooting more things. So if you enjoy Call of Duty throughout the years, this is another installment of a company, you know, because they do like they cascade the companies, right, kind of thing. So I think this is Sledgehammer this time, doing the Call of Duty this time. But overall, it's still a great experience for that type of game if you love the twitchy shooter rinse and repeat format.
So from what you played so far, what's your favorite loadout?
Mine is typically like the assault type. It's never the SMG stuff or the sniper rifle stuff. It's always the M4-ish, M16-ish, you know, that kind of format, if whatever that loadout is. I always pick that. I never pick the tight corner running gun shotgun stuff. I never picked SMG loadouts. I never picked the sniper rifle, but I always love, like, why wouldn't we, the sniper rifle person to be on your team, that's all they do because they've mastered that. So I had some issues with some of those guys on the other team trying to get past them because they know how to set up, you know, with the sight lines and stuff like that. But it's always been the assault run and gun, AR, you know, AK-47 type, you know, player, if you will. That's always been my format.
Okay. You're going to be playing some more of that this week then?
Yeah, I definitely want to play more of it. I want to stream more of it before it goes out. It was extended to Wednesday, which I believe that's the 22nd, based on from what I saw with that particular announcement. But I think that if you have the opportunity to play something like that, don't judge it based on the previous title. I know we always do that. It's very tough to do that. And I don't know, it just felt different. I felt a different level of excitement playing this one. Maybe because it feels like there's a gap for a lot of games because of the, you know, the whole thing that happened in 2020, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it just feels different. It feels like there's a going back to basics for a lot of the games that we're playing right now, which I'm really excited about. And I think I thought I was just going to play this like I played the last one. And even though I was playing it with barely any sound, I really enjoyed what I played. So definitely check it out if you're able to check it out. Call of Duty Vanguard, it is pretty good. And I know the whole thing that's happening with the company right now, it's hard to separate what's happening with that versus the individuals that actually work on a game to feed their families, right? I think we have to find a balance of where we want to draw the line for this is my work and this is what's happening with the company. Like even with, let's go here for like a quick second, right? The even the advertising and the marketing for the game, there's almost like a separation between the company, right? And the developer. So if you see like a lot of the stuff that they're showing as they're advertising the game, they're not necessarily highlighting the publisher. I think that's who they are in this case, as much as they're highlighting the developer and the game name. Okay. So I think like, I know we want to have a stand for something and that's all I could say there. Like, somebody's going to feel some kind of way about what's happening there. And somebody's going to look at the fact that families need to be fed. So are you going to support, not support the game based on it's weird. It's weird. That's all I'm saying. It's weird. I'm not fighting for any side. I got to be clear. I'm not fighting for any side. And I want to remain neutral as I'm talking about it, as neutral as I can be. But overall, I enjoy it. This is weird. Just even talking about it. I digress. I did enjoy the beta so far.
It is definitely a topic that is
tough.
It is tough.
Yeah.
It is. And as a consumer, as a player, you want to enjoy a series.
Right.
But you also don't want to show that you're okay with what's happening, but right.
So
you gotta draw that line. It's hard. I think it's
so okay. I'll say this.
I don't play COD.
Right.
So
I'll say this real quick and then I just want to give you this thought. Who really knows about that but us? Does that make sense? Unless you're covering unless you're covering the stuff and you're watching and reading the news, then we're the only ones that really know what's going on. Because if you're just buying the game every year because you love it, you don't see that part. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I'm saying there, but go ahead.
So, like, I don't really care for Call of Duty games. I haven't for a bit. So that's always going to be about you. Destiny and COD, when we talk about it on the show, it's going to be Andrew. I can just say that.
Okay.
But that's kind of like the closest thing for me as far as that goes is it's similar but not the same. So you have like Hogwarts Legacy that was announced. And obviously, J.K. Rowling has come out as, you know, TERF and where she stands on that. And, you know, you have the LGBT community that's just like, we're not going to support J.K. Rowling. And I understand that. And I am going to, I'm like, being bisexual and being in LA, I was like, okay, I totally get it. In my mind, I'm like, but I really want to play Hogwarts Legacy. Like, I really do.
Right.
Yeah. What I don't want to say I'm supporting about what it is.
Right.
And it's a very interesting thing because I can't. And I had this conversation with my best friend too a while ago, is that we are long time Harry Potter fans. I started reading Harry Potter when I was 15. So like we're going on 22 years now. 23 years. And it's like it was a very huge part of our childhood growing up, and now it's a part of our kids' childhoods growing up. My godchildren absolutely love Harry Potter. So going into this, it's not like it's very hard as a fan to just like, okay, of 20 years, more than half of my life, because of the creator and the stance that she has taken and continues to take, I can't just drop that fandom. It's hard. I'm not for it, but it's weird. Mm-hmm. So do I buy Harry Potter themed things that necessarily could possibly, you know, give her some type of royalties or money? No, I don't. There's a lot of like smaller shops and I get, I don't know, the creators, not content creators, small business owners, that one. On Etsy, who create really great Harry Potter, Hogwarts themed stuff that I will go and buy from them. But yeah, when it comes to a game, I'm like, well, I do know that there are people who are within the LGBTQ community that are going to play the game. And they're just not going to tell anybody that they're playing the game. And I think that's a sad thing. And I'm like,
you know, somebody's going to do that.
I know a lot of people who are going to do that. But they'll like post out like, I'm not going to play it. I'm like, right. Low-key, I know you are. I'm not calling anybody else specifically. But I'm not going to be mad at them for it. I mean, it's hard. It's weird.
It's the nature of these situations, right? It's like, especially like you mentioned, it's been in your life for such a long time. And now, based on whatever the gray areas may be with these companies, these publishers, these developers, these human beings, it's tough. It's tough. It's not a single cut thing when it comes to these situations. What do you do? Right? Do you not play the game? Do you play the game? Are you supporting the company when you play the game because you created clips of the game? I don't know. I don't have the answers.
I don't think there is one clear cut answer for me personally.
Someone feels like there is out there though.
There is. And there's people online that are going to be like, no, you're going to take this. This is what you're going to do. This is the right thing you're going to do. If you're an ally and you're a supporter, you're going to do this.
Right.
I don't think it should be that way in a lot of things. I'm not going to tell somebody to not enjoy or to enjoy content. It's up to them. It's your moral values and your moral compass that you should be what you're focused on. If you feel good about doing it or not. if there's guilt that you have in your heart about it,
right?
Maybe not so much. But again, that's your own personal choice that you got to make about where you want to be on that and what you want to put out there.
Right.
So I'm never going to be a person of like, hey, you know, what kind of ally are you?
Like, right.
I know what type of person you are in your heart. Do I, if you want to enjoy a game, enjoy a game.
That felt like a couch moment. I just don't know what to do with that one. But any final thoughts on that? We'll move on to the next thing.
No, I think that's it. That's it.
Cool. Well, next one we have is we actually have two more things in it, and we'll be unwrapping Marvel Studios' Hawkeye. Daniela, what thoughts on that? What'd you think about that, the trailer?
I'm not even going to lie. Hawkeye is probably one of my least favorite Marvel heroes.
How come?
I kind of find him boring. I don't know what it is. I never really connected with him like that. Like, he's cool, but I'm like, I'm okay if you're snapped out of existence and you never came back. Like, I feel like I'm not missing anything. Okay. However, with this trailer, it was a fun trailer to watch. And it's like, I can add it to one of my Christmas movies now.
I think that's a good play, though.
It is. And then you're being introduced to Kate Bishop. And I think adding, like, from the trailer, I think adding her dynamic to it definitely makes him a more interesting character to me. I know there's a lot of people who love Hawkeye. He just wasn't my character. but it was very action-packed. It was weird. It kind of reminded me of Die Hard. Not just because of because of the Christmas thing, but because you have all the fighting, the action set in front of holiday music.
It feels like that's what they're going for, because it's almost like every season you'll have something to watch from them. Even if, is that going to be, that's going to fall into the subscription-based stuff, right? After a while?
Maybe? Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay. So if it does fall into the subscription stuff after a while, and you want to watch that once in a while under that subscription, I mean, what a perfect way to do that.
I think so.
Me too. Me too. I thought it was cheesy at first, if I'm honest, when I was watching the trailer. And I'm like, do I think it's cheesy because I just want to find something to hate on it. You know what I mean? Like, I was just trying to, like, separate my critical nature, because we've been talking about games for a long time, and just trying to enjoy from someone who's seen the trailer for the first time and will never get behind a mic or a camera to talk about anything. I'm trying to separate the two individuals. Very difficult, by the way. Trying to separate those two individuals. I'm like, you know what? Christmas time, I could see myself watching this and really enjoying it. And I think that that's really what I landed on. I think it's going to be fun to watch it.
I think so. And yeah, like I said, I don't really like Hawkeye, but I enjoyed this trailer.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we'll see.
That's it. That's all we got there.
It is. I mean, it's like a nice little holiday. Put you in the mood.
Yeah.
I don't do Hallmark rom-com holiday movies too often. I like the action ones. I guess I do comedy ones. Not the romance ones. But I like action and comedy holiday movies.
Yeah, I think because it's the kind of movie that it is, I typically like mystery, psychological thrillers. High action films, somewhere between the rating of 5+ up, okay? Super technical in terms of the fighting stuff for Asian films, independent films. Not trying to, like, you know, be disrespectful here. So that's usually my bag, right? And then this film comes out. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to give it a chance because I see action there, obviously. And it's Hawkeye I liked because of his precision, right? Because he's big on that. And I've always appreciated that. So yeah, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out. But that's where I'm landing. That's all I have
see,
there.
I'm going to give it an honest try, and it being me that I don't like Hawkeye and I'm looking forward to it. You got to give it too. You got to give it a chance.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to give it a chance. So last but not least, I'm super excited about this one. I've always been excited about this series altogether. They're actually bringing back Luther, and Luther is one of my favorite detectives that I've seen, played by Idris Elba. So I think they have 5 seasons of it out right now that you can find, you know, online. And they're actually making a movie. And if the movie actually reboots more of the Luthers, I'm excited. I'm super excited that they're bringing it back. Danielle, thoughts on that?
So you're telling me I should go watch Luther?
You have to. You have to. Okay, so, like, I don't even care if you stop after the first 3 episodes. Just watch the first one.
I'm going to be hooked.
You have to watch the first one.
Okay.
Text me this week and just say, hey, I watched just the first one. But it gets crazy after the first one. Crazier. But you have to watch the first one. Season 1, episode 1 introduces some nuance of a person who's struggling to understand how to unbridge the reality from the fantasy of what a real detective should look like.
I see it on Hulu. I'm adding it to my list.
Just do that. And it's a game changer. It's a game changer. I know there's other films or series that has tried to duplicate what Luther has done.
Well, there's not a lot of episodes, is there?
No, there isn't. But the episodes are about an hour plus, typically, give or take. But they're so packed with things that you have to think about afterwards on. It challenges you to say, would I have done the same thing in that situation? It challenges you to think about that. So if you don't like psychological things, by way of detective work and stuff like that, or trying to make decisions and the nuances and stuff like that, if you don't like that, this may not be for you, right? But if you like the action, suspense, thriller of those things, this is definitely. If you like Idris Elba, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I'm a fan.
Of course I do. Who does not like him?
I think
him?
He's a great actor. He's going to be Knuckles. Come on. Like, it's a...
All right. What? I will watch. I will watch it. One. I promise you. I will watch it. And we can talk about it on episode...
Oh, my gosh.
500. I was about to say 900 again.
995. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Or something like, to there. Something. We're going to get there. But yeah, I love the fact that they're doing a movie. The only thing I don't like about the fact that they're doing a movie is if the movie is the last hurrah of, right? I don't like that. Because I believe that if he continues to do the series, if they do the movie and he brings on like a protege to continue the series, I think that's great. And maybe he appears in some of the episodes if they do decide to reboot again. Or add a season 6 or something like that. That's cool. But if this is like, hey, we know you love the series so much, let's give you a movie. Okay. But outside of that, I don't know. But the other thing that I really enjoyed that went away is Tyrant, the show. Tyrant, the show, was very, very visceral, very involved, and it captured the Middle East tyrannic behavior from dictators in a very interesting light. It was very heavy watching that particular series, but it ended abruptly, in my opinion, and they never really continued it. So I hope that they find a way to not do that with Luther. That's it. That's it. I'm done for now.
Okay. I will watch Luther. But you have to go and try and watch Why the Last Man. It's currently on Hulu.
Okay.
Is it? You know, I was excited about that.
Why the Last Man?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a movie or?
It's a TV series.
Okay.
So I think every week they're releasing three episodes. So I think today should have three new episodes or something like that. Maybe. I don't know.
And you said it's on.
Don't quote me on it. Right now, there's definitely three.
Where is it? Hulu?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Okay.
So you definitely got to give Why the Last Man.
Okay. So we got homework.
A try.
We got homework.
Yeah, we got homework. You got homework.
Okay.
Why the Last Man is based off of the comic book. But it's not like a superhero type of thing. So just like synopsis is that something happened in the world and every living creature that had a Y chromosome dies. Just all males die in the world.
Is there a movie for this?
It's a TV series. I think there was supposed to be, but that got chilled.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm kind of glad that it is a TV series. It's more of a suspense. And the only living male in the world is a young man named York and his capuchin monkey, Ampersand.
Ampersand.
And they don't,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they don't know why, and that's where you go on with the story. I'm not going to tell you anything else, but
okay.
It's a really great comic. And right now, I'm enjoying it. I'm happy with it. Started watching it with my boyfriend, who's never read the comic. So that's where we're at, and I'm so excited.
Okay. So
You're gonna watch that today. Oh, okay. So no. So they have four episodes. The fourth episode came out today. So there's four episodes that are available.
Okay, and that's on Hulu. I wrote it down. Why the Last Man? I wrote it down. I have it. So we have some more homework. Any final thoughts before we close out?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I gotta stay off of these shopping sites. I bought way too much stuff these last several days. It's terrible.
Yeah. Stay off.
Terrible.
Stay off of these shopping sites.
I know. There's these stationaries. Like everybody wants to talk about dances on TikToks. Mine is like, mine either has to do with investments, arts and crafts, or cleaning. So that's where my TikTok is at right now. Buying cleaning products.
That's
there's
nice.
Like, yeah. It's interesting. Some of these investment things, like your way does not sound right at all.
Right.
But not that I am taking the advice, but it's interesting to listen to. Some of them just don't make sense and seem really shady. But no, like right now, I love, like, there's a lot of small business owners that are starting up their own little Etsy or shops. And I think my current ones, there's like people who make stationery and they're really cute stationery. And I'm like, oh, this is a really good cute little notepad. This is a really cute sticky. Oh, these are cute pens.
What am I doing?
I need to take that out of there.
But then
I got the cleaning TikTok who's like, this is a really great brush. Try this soap. Try this one. You mix this in with Fabulosa and you're going to be scrubbing and cleaning. It smells great. That's where I'm at. It's kind of, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing with myself.
Well, on that note, that's it. That's it, guys. For episode 594, we try to give a 900 number, but that wouldn't make sense. Based on numbers, thank you for watching. Please make sure you like, subscribe. Daniela, where can they find you on Twitch and Twitter?
You can find me, Miss DJM, MissDJM.
Appreciate it. So, guys, thank you for watching. You can find me, Uriah, URIYYA. It's also the same name on Clubhouse if you hang out there. And definitely make sure you check out Daniela because she's preparing to stream again on Twitch. extremely soon. So look out for that, for all the fun things that she'll be doing there. And Daniela, take us out.
Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it. I hope you like seeing our faces this time, because this has been fun. It's been a long while, and we can't see you, but you can see us, and you can always hit us up on all of our socials. And until next time, have a good one.